today that this man here, Brother John Mitchell, is brought under subjection. I don't believe that if when a man sins that he gets by with it. Do you, Brother Junior?
I know he don't.
I don't believe he gets by with it. I don't care who he is. Some way or another, you're going to pay for the deed done in the body.
Amen.
Somebody may not believe that, but it's true anyway. Brother Lonnie, you're going to give an account for what you do. Every man and every woman in this world is going to give an account, Brother John Mitchell, for what they do. Brother Leroy, you're not going to get off like you think you are, whoever they think they are. There's people today that are traveling around in this world and doing what they think they want, and let them eat and drink and be merry. That's the way they feel about it, Brother Junior. But Brother Fred, they're not going to get by. They're going to give an answer, Brother Greg. They're going to give an answer. Somebody said, I don't believe that. If you read your scriptures, you'll find out that you're going to give an answer to God. Now, you may think that you're living your life here and you're having all kinds of fun, doing all the things you want to do. But you can enjoy the pleasures of sin for how long? Just for a season. For a season. And there's many young people today that I'm very concerned about our young people. Brother John, most of them being led down the wrong path. They're being taught things, Brother Kenny, that's just not true. Brother John, they're being taught things that anything's all right. Anything's not all right. The Bible teaches us that anything that's, what is sin? Anything that's short of faith is sin. If you have no faith in what you're doing, then what benefit will it do to do it? Josh, I love you with all my heart. You know that. You and Hannah and all you young people, I love you all. I love Izzy more than she'll ever know. You don't have to hide your face. I know you're very shy. I love you, Izzy B. But I want you to know I love you and you're very special. All of you all are very special to me. And I think we need to take an interest in you. Because there's things out there, Sister Kim, that are destroying our people. They're destroying our young people.
Yeah.
Whether they believe it or not, it's destroying them. But Larry, they're taking their life in their hands. When you go out and have things and do things that's against God's will, it only takes one time of trying an illegal drug, or maybe a legal drug that's been prescribed for somebody. It only takes one time, and maybe you're dead, Brother Leroy. You might be dead. I'm not trying to scare you to think, because it is true. It is true, Brother Lonnie.
Yes,
it is very true. And your own so-called friends, Brother Greg, are saying, do this. And if you do that, you could die.
Those aren't your friends.
But most of all, what you need to do more than anything else, young or old, whatever you may be, you need to listen to that low, still voice.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Somebody said, if it's low and still, how can you hear it? He doesn't talk to hear. He talks to hear.
There you go.
That's why it's a low, still voice. If it's something real still, I'm not making no noise, am I? But God doesn't holler out in a loud, booming voice, Brother Jim. But He talks to you, don't He? And you can hear Him, can't you? Sorry, Brother Jim. You can hear Him. You can hear Him. How can you hear Him? You can hear Him with your heart if you just listen. Now another year has come by, Brother Larry, and you're my natural brother is a member of our church today, and we're glad to have him. Brother John Mitchell has been added this year, and Brother Kenny and Sister Susie. Many more. I can't remember all. But we're glad to have them. And we love each and every one of you. And this church is not here for what most people think it's here for. We're here to help, yeah. But most of all, Brother Junior, this church should be here for people to come and hear the gospel preached. That's what it should be here for. That's what it's here for. And what is the gospel? The Bible says it's the power of God unto salvation, unto who? Unto the Jew first and also to the Greek. Unto them that believe. To them that believe. The gospel is not just the power of God to anybody. It's the power of God unto them that believe. If you don't believe, you don't know nothing about the gospel. And he told the men then to go out. And you say, men, I absolutely believe that. Yes, I know, Arliss, I love you. But I know today that he called men to preach the gospel. He called them to go out and preach the gospel. And he told them, Brother Junior, and we're going to let these brothers preach for you. He told them, he said, go out into the world and preach what? Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Rebuke with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time will come where they will not endure sound doctrine. Brother Dale and I sat back here and talked about it. Now there's time they want to silence you, Brother Junior, for preaching against homosexuality. They want to silence you for preaching what God has told you to preach. The world wants to silence you and not let you preach that, Brother Brian. Are we the first ones? No, Brother Junior. They locked them in prison, Brother Lonnie. They locked them in prison. They boiled them in oil, Brother Junior. You don't think there was any boiled in oil? Find out they were some boiled in oil. There were some crucified upside down because he didn't feel like he was worthy to be crucified as Christ was crucified. They were martyrs for God, Brother Greg. They did all these things, and we should be no less. Somebody said, Brother John Mitchell, can we stand up and declare God? Yes, we should. Will we, Brother Junior, when it comes down to the test? I haven't been there yet. I don't know what will happen to me, Brother Carl. But I do know this, as Brother Greg says, I don't know what tomorrow may bring, but I know who holds tomorrow. Christ holds it in his hands. And he's going to take care of it. And when he comes back again, somebody said, I don't believe he's coming back. I'll bet you he is. I'll guarantee you he's coming back. I'll guarantee he's coming back. And I don't know what everybody else feels about it, Brother Junior, but I believe he's coming back here for one reason. And one reason only. What for, Brother Jim? He's going to get his church. He's going to get his church. Somebody said, what is it? Is it Free Will Baptist? Is it Regular Baptist? Is it Church of Christ? What is it?
The church.
It is the church. Same one that he told Peter about, Brother Lonnie. What did he tell him? He said, at what? He said, up on this rock, I shall build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
Praise the Lord.
God had nothing to do with denomination. Nothing whatsoever. I don't care what you belong to. Folks, I belong to the Regular Baptist. And I want you to know that it's Christ's church. And the other day, Brother Fred, I deliberately looked at our sign that you put up, Brother Lon, you and Brother Jim. It says, the Church of Jesus Christ. What else does it say? Called Regular Baptist. The Church of Jesus Christ today is what it's about, Brother Junior.
Amen.
But there are men today that said, if you don't belong to the denomination that says Church of Christ, then you're going to hell.
Foolish.
Wrong. 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 Here, I want you to know, Brother Junior, that you are not today, you do not join the church. You're added to the church. And how often does he add to the church, brother? The Bible says that he adds daily as such as some be saved.
them that's repentant.
Saved today because I want you to know that every man and every woman, Brother John, has had the call. Yesterday, brother, every man and every woman, Brother Lonnie, has had the call. Somebody said, I don't know about the call. Brother Larry, I was 16 years old when he called me. Somebody said, I don't know, Brother Greg, but I did. I was there. Yesterday, Brother Lon, I was there when he called my name. And I want you to know, I'd heard Mom speak many times, and I'd heard Dad speak many times, and I'd heard Mama speak many times, Papa, but I want you to know that I never heard a voice like this before Brother John Mitchell. And I bet you was a young man when you heard that voice. But what did you do? The same thing that I done, Brother Lonnie, today. Yesterday, the same thing that I done, I turned it away. Why did you turn it away? But one reason, Brother Lonnie, today, when you were out there in the state of Indiana, wherever you may have been, Brother Lonnie, you knew who that voice was. Did you not know that? And I want you to know, today, yesterday, I want you to understand, Brother Junior, some said I couldn't have turned in, but I want you to know today, yesterday, brother, today I want you to know, Brother Junior, that God wasn't wasting his time. Did God know what you would do? Yeah, he knew everything that you would do, but I want you to know, Brother Junior, yesterday, don't you understand today that God will call every man and every woman, and do you believe the sinner to call, Belani, today? Yesterday, I want you to know, brethren, the sinner to call, regenerated and today and born again, that shall never finally fall away. Yes, Brother Gray, I want you to know, when God called me, I knew his voice, Brother Fred, and I told him, I said, you go away and I'll come back again some other time, Brother John. Yeah, Melani, I want you to know that he come many times to me, and what did I do? Brother, I turned him away and because I wanted to, Brother John. But the best thing ever done, Brother John, was take heed to him when he called me. And I want you to know that joy's in my life, Brother Lon. I don't have to worry no more. When I lay down at night, I don't have to worry about dying, because why? I know that my home is over there, Brother Lonnie. I know that I don't have to worry anymore. Oh, Brother Jim, when God called my name, I'm going to get up, Brother Dan. I may be buried 6 feet deep, and Brother Junior, that when he called my name, I'm going to hear him, Brother, and Brother Ray. I don't have to worry about that, and Brother Fred. Oh, and your brother, every pastor here for so many years, Brother Lonnie, we're going to go there at the same time. Do you believe that, Brother Carl? Do you believe we're all going in at the same time, Brother John? Oh, another man has been gone for a while now, Brother John. We're going to go in at the same time. Well, I know her there. That's not important, Brother Junior, to me. But I'll tell you what, I'll know my Savior, Brother Lonnie. Oh, Brother Lon, I love him more than anything I'd ever known. Right back there, my love. Rita's my love, Brother Junior. I love her with everything in me today. But I don't love her the same way that I do Jesus. Oh, no. Because why? That's a natural love. But I love Jesus more than than anything that I've ever known, Brother John. Why do you love him? One real good reason, because he first loved me, Brother Lonnie. There ain't no greater love than this, the Bible says. No greater love than any man have than what? Then he laid down his life for his friend. Oh, Brother Lonnie, I never found a friend like Jesus. And Brother Lonnie, and the call, he goes with me when I go. He gets up with me in the morning. And Brother Greg, he goes in my car and rides with me. And Brother Carl, and you know what? And most of all, Brother Dog, when I'm down and out, he's there to help me lift me up. And Brother Lonnie, I've never known a man like Jesus. Sometimes, Brother Larry, I can just say his name, and it thrills my heart. Sometimes, Brother Lonnie, you know what? Sometimes I can say his name, and it don't do anything for me. But there's time, Brother Carl, when I say his name, it makes my heart leap for joy. Brother Kenny, so I want you to know, Brother Terry loves you. But I want you to know, there's somebody coming back soon, Brother Dan. And somebody said, I don't believe he's coming back, Brother John. Oh, he is coming, and it ain't going to be long, Brother John. When the eastern sky burst open, where will you be when he called? What will you say when he comes, Brother Lon, if he come into my bedroom tonight, Brother Junior, here's what I'd say. I've been waiting for you for a long time. I've been looking for you to come. Brother Greg, that's how it'll be with me. Josh, you're not too young, or you're not too old, for to let God deal with you right now. Somebody said, how old do they have to be, Brother John? I don't know how old they have to be, but I'll tell you what, Josh, there'll be somebody that'll come by your way, and Papa won't be there, and Mama won't be there. Brother, I love you, son, more than you'll ever know. And I want you to know, Brother John, somebody's going to come your way. What are you going to say to him? Are you going to say, go away and come again? Brother Carl, it's danger to say that. Janice, we love you. And you tell William that we love him. And we're praying for him. Sister Berthy, what if he come tonight and said, it's time to go? Would you know? I know what I'd say. Brother Lon, come on, come on. You know what? I may, Rita may be laying by my bed, by my side. Brother Larry, and the Lord will come, and she won't know nothing about it. Brother Lonnie, but no matter, Brother Lonnie, your old friend. Body, and it's getting older, and you know, but you know what? There's gonna come a chain. There's gonna come a chain, Brother Junior. What's gonna happen, Brother Carl? When I, like Job said, hide me away in the grave, and when thy wrath is past, I'll tell you what I want you to do. Just call my name, Brother Lon, and I'll answer you. And though the skin worm will devour this body of mine, yet in my flesh shall I see God. Brother John Mitchell, when we wake in his lightning, then we'll be satisfied. We're not satisfied here. We just see, Brother Junior, a few seasons of peace while we're here. Brother Carl, but when we wake in his lightning, Brother John, I'll be satisfied, Brother Kenny. So therefore, today, another year's come and almost gone, but honey, and I want you to know, if next year goes as quick as this one, what's going to happen, Brother John? The time this goes faster and faster, my children are grown, and my grandchildren are growing up so quick. I told Sister Brenda the other day, little Michaela, that I was there the day that she was born. And it's hard for me to imagine now that she's taller than Mamaw. And it's hard for me to imagine, Brother Junior, you know what? The ones that, you know, it's hard to imagine, Brother Junior, all of them that's growing up today. It's hard to imagine, Junior, Sister Sylvia, that Cheryl has two children that's not babies anymore. One's even beginning to drive. Brother Gray, I looked at your daughter the other day on the internet. It's hard to imagine, even when you first started coming here. It's hard to imagine that Jessica has grown up to the place where she's at. But time waits on no man, but honey, time don't stop for nobody, Brother Junior. Oh, but someday, time is going to stop, and there'll be no more time as we know it, Brother Ronnie. And so therefore, today, let's go together. I see some my brothers and sisters coming in, and it's good to have them here. Somebody said, Brother Terry, you call them brothers and sisters. They're my brothers and my sisters, and whatever they belong to. Brother John, if they've been down to the banquet hall, yes, and the banner over them is love, they're my brother and my sister, and belong. Oh, so, and let us march on, and let us go and carry the load a little farther, belong. Somebody said, you mean we have a load to carry, Brother Ray? Oh, we've got a burden to bear here on this earth. The most of it is this right here, Brother Bellani. Somebody said, is this flesh a burden, Brother Gray? It is to me, Brother John. You know, even Paul, what did he do? He prayed how many times, Bellani? Three times for the thorn to be removed today. Oh, but what did he say? And to Paul, he said, don't worry, Paul, my grace is sufficient. To take care of you. And so therefore today, let's just march on, little Jewel Church, and let's allow Jesus to be preached here. And Brother Jim, stand for what you're standing for. And today, oh, Sister Kim, let's stand for Jesus. And let's stand and let the world go by, belong, if that's what they want to do. As Joshua said, let those do as they may do, and others do what they want to do, Brother Kenny. But for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord, Brother John. Oh, so therefore, I didn't mean to preach, Brother, but I'm glad, Brother John Mitchell, that you are one of our brothers, even here. You was my brother before we took you here, and my brother, a natural brother, Larry, was my brother before we took him in here, and him and I were talking today, when we were young, when we were young, and how times were a little hard that time, but now, how good are we doing compared to then, Brother Fred? I know your family even lived in a tent, Brother Fred, but think of it, Brother Fred, we got a mansion over there, and we're going to live in when this life is over. And you know, in the NIV version, it said, in his house, and in the God's house, there's many rooms. And I don't like that, because I want my man mansion. Somebody said it don't make no difference what Bible you read. It does today. Let me ask you a simple question. Would you rather live in a room or would you rather live in a mansion? I'd rather live in a mansion. So it does matter what Bible you read, Brother Fred. Oh, so therefore, I want you to know, Brother Larry, that old log house we lived in, that snow blowed in on our bed, and today, that's one of the first Christmases I can remember, waking up with snow on our bed, Brother Larry. You know what? That I want you to know, Mom and Dad done the best they could about what we had, Brother Lonnie. But even though snow was in, even though it was cold with the car, there was love there. Mommy and Daddy loved it, and we didn't have to worry about that. But so many children today, there's no love in the home, Sister Sylvia. Oh, so many children out today are thrown away, and let do anything they want to do. But I want you to understand, as long as I knew Mommy was around, I knew there was somebody there that would comfort me, Brother Lonnie. Do you remember Mommy's hand as she touched your head? I remember that many times. Oh, so therefore, out today, I tell you, parents, today, be good to your children. Correct them when they need correcting, Brother Lonnie. If it takes a little switch, do that. If it takes a correcting, do that. But most of all, I love them, Brother Lonnie. I wish I'd have had time to love my children like I do my grandchildren. Don't you, Brother Lonnie? I had to work and make a living for them. I guess that's why grandchildren come second along. Sister Kim, I remember a time you and Brother Brian had been well blessed, but I can remember Courtney saying, and you saying, there was a time you couldn't even buy their school picture, and Courtney said she was the blessed of all the children. What about that? Brother Brian, because a lot of things, I don't know she's more blessed, but that's the way she feels sometimes. And so therefore, Brother Terry loves you all, especially you tonight, Brother Dan. I love you, and I'm not making difference in you, but I want you to know my time is drawing quickly to a close, Brother Lon. Sometimes I get by myself, Brother Junior, and I just sit down and cry, and I say, Lord, why don't you just take me on home, because I'm homesick for heaven, Brother Junior. Somebody may not understand that, but I am. And sometimes they don't even understand me, Brother Buster. I'd rather be in a church crowd than any crowd that I know of, Brother Lonnie. Oh, today, I know, honey, I don't get together with family, but soon, Brother Junior, I'm going to get together with my real family. And I want you to know, when I get together with him, I'm not coming back, Brother Dave, because I'm going home to heaven, and where everything will be well, Brother. You talk about a family, Brother Lon. That's a family that I want to get together. Yes, Brother, I love you, and I love my sister Clara, and I love my children and grandchildren, and I love all you brothers and sisters, but I'd rather go to heaven than know anything else on this earth. I'd rather be there than anywhere with you. And so therefore today, somebody said, well, where is heaven? Where is heaven, Brother Gray? It's wherever Jesus is at. Where it's at, it's up. I know that. But don't you believe that we have heaven here on earth sometime, brother? Don't you believe that, Brother John? I believe we have heaven right here on this earth. And somebody may not believe that. I don't know, Brother Junior. And sometimes there's hell here on earth too. First time somebody told me that, I got mad at them, Brother Junior. When they told me hell was here on this earth, I was always taught that it was down. But part of hell's right here on earth sometimes, Brother, Brother Junior. You and Brother Greg went through some of it. I've been through some of it. A lot of you have been through a part of it. But I want you to know those who as my son, but those who endure to the end shall be saved. It's not talking about eternal salvation, Brother Junior. It's talking about those who are under the law, waiting for that law to change. Waiting for the law to change. If we believe, and I do believe, and I believe the scriptures report it, and I'm going to close my part, that we believe in eternal security, then how could we take that scripture and say, those who will endure to the end shall be saved? If we wouldn't be eternal, would it, Brother Lonnie? It's saying to those that run to the law, they were waiting for a change, Brother Greg. They were waiting for something, Brother Jim. They were waiting for something to happen. Something to happen to them that hadn't happened before. They was waiting for a Savior. Wasn't they, Brother Lon? They was waiting for a Savior. And you know what His name was? Jesus. His name was Jesus. And He come to what? He come to save whose people? Whose people, people? His people from their sins. How many people are His? Huh? He's given all of them. But the soul that sinned, that's what's going to happen to it, brother. It shall surely die. Now, if you want to sing, we'll sing and have prayer. And we're glad all of you are here. I didn't mean to do this. But it's all right, I guess. And we just have to do what we do. And